Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. The Manager's Pregame Show is brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank is the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. There are no such things, I guess, as easy wins in any baseball season, Tito. But doesn't it seem like they're even tougher come September?
Sometimes it is hard to win. It doesn't mean you can't win, but it's hard. And last night was one of those. I mean, you know, we fought back, and, you know, Knapp hits the home run. We take the lead. Guyer gets a nice, you know, double that gives us a cushion. And then we hung on for dear life. And, you know, it kind of shows you that even the good, you know, Andrew Miller, they give up runs sometimes. They're not perfect, and they're people. And, you know, again, that's why we talk so much about having a lead where if somebody makes a mistake, it doesn't cost you a game.
You know, Brandon Guyer is one of those subtle pickups that when you look at baseball down through the years, you always hear about the blockbusters at the trade deadline, but so many times those kind of acquisitions are difference makers.
Having a guy that can face left-handers that has 1,000 OPS is, I don't know why it flew under the radar, but you're right, it kind of did, but he's valuable. He makes our left-handed outfielders better because he complements them so well.
I know Dustin Pedroia was a big factor in your mind with the signing of Mike Napoli, how much he pushed Mike Napoli to you during the offseason. But did even Petey know that Napoli would be sitting here today with 31 homers and 92 RBIs?
Well, I don't know. I never even talked to him about numbers. I just – Pedroia talked to me about the kind of teammate and the type of player Knapp was. And, you know, if anything, he might have sold him short because, I mean, just, you know, that's how highly we hold Knapp in, you know, in the regard. I mean, this guy shows up every day to try to win. And whether he strikes out, whether he hits a home run, all he cares about when the game's over is if we won.
And there's something about that guy, even on the on-deck circle. He's a presence even to the other ball club, isn't he, Terry?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to respect when he's there because he's, regardless of what's going on that day, he's got the one swing that he can change the game, and he knows that. And you better believe pitchers know that too. And it's valuable because you can change a game with one swing. And a lot of players can't do that, so they try to do, you know, try to get a couple hits or do other things. But having that ability is huge.
I know he plays for Houston, but, boy, if you're a fan of baseball, you have got to love Jose Altuve and everything he's overcome. Houston didn't even want him initially. He's 5'6", 165. And, Terry, is there a much more dangerous hitter in the game right now?
No, there isn't. And he is good for the game. And he's hard for the team when you're playing against him because he's so hard to defend and he does so many things to beat you. But when it's all said and done, he is really good for the game. Kid loves to play. I mean, he has fun playing. You look at him like, you know, he took a swing last night, looked over in our dugout, and like me and Mills are like, oh, geez, you know. But he's just a unbelievable competitor. And like we were saying the other day, I'm guessing his hand-eye coordination is off the charts.
Is he a little like the guy you had in Boston, Dustin Pedroia?
Very much so. You know, undersized, but hasn't ever let that come close to standing in the way. And is not just a good player, but is a kind of a devastating player. I mean, you know, when he's you know, he gets hits all the time, but when he gets hot, he hits balls out of the ballpark. He gets extra base hits. He steals bases. He's heads up. He plays defense. I mean, this kid is a unbelievable player.
Well, you talked about the word hot. That's the term you could use for your starting pitcher today. Trevor Bauer, has he done anything here, Terry, that has gotten him back into this kind of a dominating role?
You know, I think he's sticking to kind of the, you know, the routine. And, you know, because he can be a tinker, and I think he's sticking to that, and he's been aggressive, throwing strikes, and then now off of that comes the changeup and the breaking ball. Pitches ineffectively, which I think is really good, but he's on a good run, and hopefully, you know, it lasts a while because, man, I'll tell you, that's a good feeling.
Well, who knows how this is all going to play out, but you could see this team again come October. Should both you clubs get there? I mean, Houston looks like a playoff team too.
You know, they really do. They got off to a horrendous start, and they've had to dig themselves out of it. But you're right. I mean, this isn't the team that you saw in April. I mean, they're athletic. They got, you know, they got a bullpen. They can run. They can hit the ball at the ballpark. It's a team to be, you've got to think about.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, and that's your KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and the Houston Astros. It's coming up, the finale, on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. And for Friday.